Well, hey, you made it. David here.
Vern here. Welcome to the GIST Podcast.
If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming.
The GIST Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, mostly ours. Show notes for every episode are found at thegistpodcast.com.
Come back often? Feel free to add the GIST Podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow David and I on Facebook at The GIST.
All links are in the show notes. Let's start the show.
That's a good idea.
So for those listeners out there, welcome. We're on episode 5 of the GIST Podcast.
Time flies.
When you're having fun. So we did an interesting trip over the weekend. Right? Impromptu by Mr. McCarty here.
Yeah. Last weekend, it just sprung up that I'm like, you know what? I need to make it down to my rental property. And I'm looking at my schedule and I'm thinking, when can I plan a day or a couple of days to get down there? And I looked and I saw Saturday and I thought, you know what? Day trip. I'm just going to bang it out. Go down there, do what I got to do, send my eviction notice, check the property out and get out of there. And I'm just glad that I have people like you in my life who are just a yes for some reason for me. So
I know, right? Sometimes I wonder, yeah. Like, why did I just say yes to that?
Why did I say yes to that? Yeah. I'm like, hey, bro, do you want to spend a whole day in a car with me?
Why? Yes. Yes, I do.
So if you haven't figured it out yet, David graciously joined me on the trip.
An 8-hour tour there and back. Well, I mean, longer than that, but only 4 hours of driving.
Yeah,
give or take.
A couple stops here.
Vern had a bit of a lead foot.
Yeah. Well, I just remember the whole pace car thing.
Yeah, yeah. You were being responsible.
Tested that theory anyway.
So on this trip, I created a proposition because, like I said before, I like to know that I'm clear about what I'm doing. And so I'm always planning. And there was a process that we take our clients through that we ended up taking each other through. And it was a look into the future 10 years from now, a little bit of vision questing.
Yeah.
And we did it in the car on our way to Saskatchewan.
Not a place I envisioned going.
Yeah. That's not the type that you would normally, well, is there a type? I don't know. So that's what we did. We talked about our future and what drives you. Like, what is it that's tapping you, inspiring you?
And what was that for? It was 10 years out, right?
10 years out.
Yeah. Very cool.
And I don't want to give away how we did it because it's not about that. It's about what we started to get. What did you start to get out of doing that work? It's no surprise that my operating system shows up.
Yeah.
Because I can facilitate like a madman.
That was really interesting for me actually to watch you go through that.
It was very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, no, and that's why it was so interesting because, well, we've had an opportunity over the last few times that we've hung out to actually get to know each other better. Because I think you kind of take that for granted once you figure out that you're like, okay, I can be friends with this person. That's cool. And then
you just run the operating system.
Yeah, exactly. You just go default as friends. And so it's been cool to just connect and get to know each other and share things about each other that we haven't shared in the past. So it's cool. But also what I'm getting at is that that was the first time or one of the – like the first time in recent history or the first time that I can vividly recall – actually seeing you go through that discomfort, like really to the point where I'm filming and I'm the passenger and you're driving and you're focused on the road. And I could just, it's funny when someone's energy shifts, it's like they look different.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And you just looked different. I was like, whoa. So anyways, dude, super grateful for you joining me on the trip because I've done road trips on my own before. And they're interesting and fun because you have nothing to do except look in, especially when it's really long, because you can only do so much of the radio, can only do so much of whatever. Mm. So I appreciate you being there because it made it way quicker, way more enjoyable. And I'm also grateful because instead of just us shooting the shit or whatever it might be, or having a bunch of bouts of long silence, you actually had a plan and you wanted to use that time effectively. And so, it was very interesting doing the vision questing. Basically we did the Rivet Collective Feed and Seed.
That's right.
Yeah. So I got to go through that with David. David took me through the feed and seed, thinking about my future in 10 years from now, on the way down. And then we got to do yours on the way back. So some interesting things showed up for me, which I'll share, but I'm intrigued to hear about what your experience was like.
Well, this was, I always co-facilitated these, right, with Nicholas Jones. This was something that we created as a way to build relationship. And it's great. I love the experience, but I've never actually asked those questions of someone or of myself for that. I mean, we did as a group,
right?
But really to ask those questions of someone.
Yeah. Right.
So that was the first time that happened.
So what you're saying is you take clients or prospective clients through this process.
Yeah.
And you've asked groups and it's a totally different energy. And then you guys as a collective have done this.
We have.
As a group.
Yeah.
However, going through the process, like for yourself,
I mean, it's so different, it's right?
Totally different ballgame.
It's all on you. Mm. And that was part of that uncomfortability.
Yeah.
It was all on me.
Because what I noticed about the thing is, just to paint a picture. So we're asking a structured set of questions of the other person, what their life is now like in said area 10 years into the future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what our tendency is to do, and I even noticed it with myself, the first 5 minutes or so, or maybe a little bit longer, until I got in the groove of the exercise, I was thinking.
Yeah.
And
saying what you were thinking.
Yes. And the problem with thinking and saying what you're thinking when you're trying to create a new future is it's not actually possible, because whenever you're thinking something, it's coming from your past. So I can't create into my future something I don't know myself to be from my memory. So what started to happen in the exercise for me is it started to flow.
Hmm.
And all that thinking actually went away. It's almost like my mind went blank and I surprised myself a few times by the things that I would say. What I found interesting was when we flipped the script on the drive back, I noticed when I was asking you questions, I noticed you were thinking.
Hmm.
And you were really, this word just actually came to me, really careful. And I got so much information just by looking at like the side of your cheek and part of your eye, because you had sunglasses on and your head's turned. And I was looking at it like, wow, he looks different. Like when our energy shifts, it's almost like we look different. Hmm. I was looking and you actually looked really uncomfortable. Like you were being interrogated, or like, you know what I mean? Like, I've got to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah. So, wow. I just found that interesting. And then when I pointed it out, shortly thereafter, there was a shift, right? We almost started over, didn't we?
Twice.
Yeah.
I went there twice, maybe even three times, but I think the first one or the very last one.
You got better at hiding it.
Totally.
But I was blown away at some of the discoveries you had for yourself, like in terms of what was important to you. Because that's what you discover when you go. That's what I discovered when I went through this exercise, is like, you discover what's important to you and what really matters. That, I thought that was really cool. And then what you shared about it, and, you know, feel free to share what you like.
You know, what's really interesting is, and I'm really speaking to retaining information, mm-hmm. because, you know, I've had brain surgery and I do deal with memory. I think there's sometimes where I just don't retain it or doesn't sink in. So I got to digest it a few times, right?
Yeah. I by the way, I got to acknowledge, like, I just cannot imagine having gone through that, getting like your skull cut open, like to paint a picture for people. That's pretty intense, man.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I had a zipper It was like staples all the way down, right? But it looked like a big zipper on my head.
No kidding. Yeah.
That was, people be like, holy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. So I need to listen to it again.
What I think would be, well, actually, it's hands down has to happen. I would be willing to for myself, and I think you should actually go through it again.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to the video, watch it, and then we actually do it again because I think that there's layers to it.
Mm.
You know, I think you have to actually relax. It's almost like a meditation. We were driving also, which is not probably the ideal scenario for that.
Not necessarily. Not for that. Yeah. As deep a dive in certain areas, you just couldn't.
Yeah,
for sure.
When you can sit in a chair and you can relax and it's quiet, or you have whatever in the background that you want in the background, and you can get comfortable and then just let things flow. It's like writing, or it's like,
it just comes out.
Yeah. It just comes out. And the things, like, there were some things that you said for yourself that surprised you, and there was, and surprised me. And there were some things that I said for myself that definitely surprised me.
Yeah,
I was like,
right.
Holy shit. I was like, where'd that come from?
I'm really, really glad that we documented it. We're driving down. What highway was that?
Highway 1.
Was that Highway 1?
Yeah, the whole way.
So we're driving down Highway 1, unbeknownst to me, because I was clearly not paying attention and in my head about something. and setting up the phone to start to record. And I... how was that experience when you first started? So I asked the first question about where you were, right?
Yeah.
You talked about, being in Vegas.
Talked about being in Vegas. And I also had mentioned in that a lot of times when people put me on the spot like that, my mind just goes blank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and it probably comes from my stuff too, about like, oh, I'm going to get this wrong. Like, that's my instant, like, you know, it's a program from when I was like a kid in school and stuff, right? Teachers.
So that's what first started to show up for you.
That's what first started to show up is you asked me, you know, what, it's 10 years in the future. What city are you in? And I'm like,
Can't be Calgary. Calgary's too cold.
Yeah, can't be Calgary.
Why would I, Edmonton.
If it's 10 years in the future and I'm living the life of my dreams, why would it be in Calgary? Like, you know, the place where I made it happen. Why would it be there?
Oh my God, it'd be somewhere different.
Yeah, no. So that came to me. And fortunately for me, I think I clued in early that I was thinking. That I was thinking, I'm thinking. And then I just started to let go. And I was like, oh. And then stopped thinking about... it's hard to explain. Like, just, I stopped thinking about the question, stopped thinking about the question. Cause if I'm thinking about the question, I'm thinking about the answer. So I just kind of like started to focus.
Let it influence you.
Yeah. I started almost. Exactly. Yeah. I started to focus on the road, and then I would say things and I literally go, oh, I'd be like, it's on film. Cause my reaction was
as surprised as
you are. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. Didn't know that was in there somewhere.
And that you were really present to what you said and not just...
Present and inspired. Like, it wasn't bullshit. It was like, whoa, where did that come from? And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Like that. That's when you know you're creating.
Do you remember what kind of impact you were making or looking to make?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was with youth. Mm. And not just youth, but... and I don't want to use the words troubled youth and all that other kind of shit, but people who... youth who want or need an influence, someone to let them know that, hey, guess what? No matter where you are or what you think about yourself or whatever it is, you can create something totally different, right? Like, your future's not laid out, right? You're not going to be this thing that your teacher said you were going to be, or you're not going to be just like your father, or you're not going to be, right, like the other kids or people a few years ahead of you in your town. You don't have to be like that, but guess what? You can totally default to that.
Mm.
Absolutely can default to that. You could just, or you can also change the program. That's the kind of impact I want to have. Cause I think that's a big missing.
Agreed.
Just to get kids present to like, wait a minute, I get a say in how this goes.
And how did that leave you feeling after running through it?
surprised and really inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There was a lot about that that got me inspired, thinking like, whoa, cool, you know? And like you pointed out, very important to let go of, well, how is that going to happen? Or what's, you know, that kept showing up all the time. And I just like turned my head away from it. Like that those thoughts or those voices or those, that normalcy that wants to pull you back to reality. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. The only reason my reality looks the way that it looks is because I believe it, you know?
Yeah.
Like I already know what tomorrow's going to be like because I'm programmed. So we just got to break that cycle. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and anything something amazing could happen just as easily as something completely quote normal could happen.
And right? You actually get the impact of that same feeling as if you were not going to do it. So that negative feeling is just as impactful and hits just as hard when it's so fulfilling and
it's just as real.
That's right.
Is that thank what, you? Yeah. Like
Wordy Dave over here.
No, listen, hey, I'm going to acknowledge something. The only reason I really got that is because I was listening. I let go of, I'm losing him. That was the thought that I had. Like, I was like, no, pull it back. Pull it back. I can do it, man. Don't lose them. And I'm like, oh, no, wait. No,
If it's any consolation, I was like, I'm losing them. Yeah. Find some different word.
It's so funny. I was like reading your eyes. I'm like, does he know?
Oh, shit. He's on to us, guys.
That is so funny. So just to bring it back, what he was saying or what I got was like the realness and the impact of knowing how things are going to go. That's really, really real. It's right there. When we were creating in those moments, that was just as real. The emotion, the reality of it, everything was just as real as what I know my real reality to be like.
That's right. And you got inspired by that. You got driven by that.
Driven by it.
There was possibility present for you to start creating from. It's such a great place to be.
Yeah.
And the key, it's a bit of a missing key or a missing link.
Is that reminder?
Well, it is the reminder, having it documented.
That's insane. There's going to be those like,
those golden moments.
Golden moments that you go, yeah, that's right. And you just get reconnected to it. Like even in this conversation, I'm reminded of that experience. Because what did I say to you on the drive home? Like time is a weird thing. Like now that we're home, it feels like we never went.
Yeah.
You know, all that really exists is this present moment. It's a really strange thing, like time and memory and experience. So that whole thing happened and now I'm like recalling it as if I'm reliving it, right? So I think that we have to just to create a new future, we have to keep reliving that future. To pick up on our conversation last week, that's another thing that Joe Dispenza pounds on is he says, yeah, you ever wonder why tomorrow is so nothing new happens and you see the same people and you have the same conversations and you wake up at the same time and you do the same routine? Well, right as I say that, it kind of paints a picture of why things don't change, right? He's like, what you have to do is you have to create a future that is so compelling that you fall so in love with, that you revisit it so often that it can't help but not be reality. Like you literally can't stop it. It's so compelling. You're so in love with it that you're naturally going to start changing your behaviors. And of course, you're going to have to do it consciously as well, but you're naturally going to start changing your behaviors to create that compelling future. It just, the way that he explains it gets you really present to, holy shit, I'm reminding myself of how my life is every day, every minute, every second. I'm reminding myself of what my reality is. So he's telling you, okay, you got to live life. Like, don't like, you can't totally unplug and whatever. But he's saying, remind yourself daily, create a practice of it, a meditation, a mantra, a vision board, all of the above, of that compelling future that you're actually excited about, that you love. And it's not to say that your life sucks now. It's the next level or it's
where you want to go.
Yeah, it's wherever you want to go. You just create
this future. And you're clear about it.
And you're clear about it. You create this future. And it takes work to not only program that future, it takes work to create whatever that compelling future really is. Because it's easy for us to consciously say, yeah, I want to I want a yacht and I want to have a membership at this club, or those are all just like, those aren't your authentic self speaking. Those are going to be a byproduct of whatever life you probably create anyway. But really, it's the work that you brought me through and to have me realize that, wait a minute, I want to have a major impact on like the youth of tomorrow. Holy. Well, okay, I have to be an influencer and probably successful on some level and create that time. Okay, great. But no, I want to help these kids. So if I'm focused on helping those kids, I'm now going to have to create myself as somebody who can help those kids.
Yeah.
Right. So then who would that person be? And yeah. And then you just start conducting yourself right now as if. Like you start doing the things that that person would be doing 10 years in the future. You start doing that stuff today.
If only it were that easy.
Listen, simple, not easy.
not easy.
Two totally different things.
So what do we talk about now?
We can talk about the fact that I told you I didn't feel like talking and I haven't shut up.
Well,
it takes over.
You centered yourself.
It takes over.
And,
I did.
And then, yeah, he showed up. Maybe the other Vern was the one who was in the back, a little bit quieter. That guy needed.
You're totally right, man. The way that you said that, he showed up. Yeah. It does. It feels like I have a completely different energy than I did whatever it was 10, 15, 20 minutes ago, where I was actually thinking, oh, what are we going to talk about in this podcast? And how's this going to go? And what am I going to say next? And I feel pretty empty, blank right now. And yeah, I was like thinking instead of I'm just here.
That's right, man. I'm thinking right now too.
Cool. So I'm going to shut up for a while and let you stop thinking.
You're going to have to motivate me in some way.
All right, cool. So we talked about the road trip.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to share about your experience or what that was like for you or what it was like when you started versus when you got?
The one thing that I'll share in around when I started to do mine was when I allowed myself to get connected to some of those bigger dreams. I remember that feeling of it's not adrenaline per se, but it's
inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. It's inspiration. It was powerful.
I recall a moment where I got inspired by what you were sharing. And then I started like nodding my head because I could tell you were in the zone.
Hmm. Yeah. I gotta connect to that again. Because I can't quite remember it either.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Like it's a different level of consciousness.
Yeah. Super fortunate that we are smart enough and savvy enough to be able to record it and then do something with it.
Yeah.
As like another thing to continue to source us, right?
I really acknowledge you for being no nonsense about that. Like you weren't like, yeah, we're going to document this trip. And then like get in the car and we're driving and you're like, yeah, we're totally going to document this. Like eventually we'll start documenting. It was like you got right down to it.
Yeah. The momentum wasn't kept that way for all of the trip, which there were moments that were just great moments that unfortunately never got captured.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
I think, you know what? I think we fulfilled the mission.
Totally fulfilled the mission.
You know? There was a lot of, you know, unintentional, recording and clips that we got that were just us driving and chatting and laughing.
God, that accident. That was crazy.
Dude. Man.
Drive safe out there.
God damn. That was, that stayed with me.
Still does.
Yeah. It's still there. It's, that was horrific to say the least. I mean, that was minutes before. The EMS and the support was there already. So at tops, it was maybe 20 minutes, maybe. Because it probably only took them from call to arrival, 7 minutes. And they looked like people were still getting, they were getting set up. And yeah, it was intense. Can you read presence often enough how precious life is? there's something we don't have context for.
That accident really did presence that.
Yeah.
Like just in a moment, everything changes and all those things that were demanding all of your time are irrelevant.
Not important.
Like not even a thought in your mind.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine the thoughts that are now taking over at that point. Like,
well, we're in, crazy. Yeah, that just happened. Who knows, you know, the state of the people involved, but then the people who literally saw it happen, because that's why they were pulled over. The ones who were first on the scene calling, can you imagine calling and you have to run up and see, is there anyone talking? Is there anybody, what's going on? And then you're going to see all that. And that's now literally burned into your memory.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's rough. And then, you know, the impact, the ripple. I mean, I guarantee those were multi-passenger vehicles.
Yeah, they were both full-size SUVs.
Yeah.
From what I saw. And it's pretty brutal.
What you just said hit the nail on the head, because it did get present for me big time on that trip of how precious it is. It's like you don't plan to get T-boned in an intersection on the highway. You don't plan that. So 1 minute you're just, oh yeah, who knows? That person's house could have been up that hill that they were, like, it's insane. About to go home and fucking put the groceries away. And then before you know it, you've rolled four times and you're in the ditch on the roof of your vehicle.
Yeah.
And like, holy.
Set fire to the
field. Yeah, there was where did that fire come from?
From that accident for sure.
It's insane.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How do you get inspired? And this is me asking you a question, actually. Okay. You should be asking me a question.
Well,
if you want me to talk.
Do you know what the plan was?
No.
My plan was to just ask you back whatever question you just asked.
Maniacal. Shit. So what do you think about that?
That's a great question. Just shut up. So what's the question?
All right. I'm going to change it. No, I'm totally joking. How do you get inspired?
How do you get inspired?
Was the original question.
Yeah. Oh, let me chew on that.
You mean I got to answer that? So how I get inspired? Playing my games inspires me. That's for sure. You get tapped into new worlds all the time. Hard not to be inspired when you're like not even on the planet. So the games inspire me. You know what really inspires me is that underdog story.
Yeah.
Like every single underdog story that I listen to, I'm just like lit up. Mm. It was a video of McGregor. The guy known, was no. It McGregor?
No, what?
The guy who knocked out Tyson.
Bachman? Oh, no, that was, now you got me. Buster Douglas.
And that he got knocked out at first, right? Like, not knocked out, but stunned to the point where he was almost.
Did you see what happened beforehand? Like, leading up to the fight? His mother died like 2 days
before. Oh, yeah, 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 like right.
A week before or whatever.
That's right.
And she said, her dying words were, my son's going to be the heavyweight champion of the world.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's my point, right?
Oh.
So there was something that he was sourced by.
Dude.
And and he was so driven by, inspired by, and inspired by, I would say, his drive. Like there's like a wheel, a cyclical thing that this momentum starts building where you're inspiring yourself, which inspires you and inspires yourself. And he's just like, keep going. And that had him come back and knock out Tyson. And fulfill on that for his mom.
Who at the time was an absolute machine.
Right.
And nobody was going to beat Tyson at that time.
So that's what inspires me.
Yeah. Not going to say it. What I'm up to right now is creating something in reality that is inspiration. Like I'm searching for it. And I think the timing with our deep dive and all that kind of stuff is it's all happening for a reason. There's a calling that I'm, you know, when people say things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
I think people take that out of context. Like oh, something bad happened for a reason, so it must be leading to something else. No, like there's something happened for a reason, meaning like whatever happened, happened for a reason. Some type of reason that on some level you were at cause of.
Yeah,
whether it's good, bad, like the universe doesn't have feelings. The universe doesn't say, oh, that was really good or that was really bad, so you're going to get rewarded or punished. You get rewarded or punished because of the cause.
Well, and that's based on your own compass of what reward and punishment actually
exactly. Like, right? Yeah, that's all that. Yeah, like I could say, oh, yeah, that guy got rewarded because he earned $100 million. And that could be the worst punishment ever for him because he might get segregated. He might not know how to deal with that wealth or that, right? Mm-hmm. So you see, like there's a total, it's all context, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what I'm looking for is, and by the way, that kind of stuff totally inspires me. And I'm thinking, how do I use that inspiration? Because what I'm actually doing, instead of creating my own dream, I'm watching other people live theirs.
Yeah.
Right in that. And I should take inspiration from that and then go to work on getting connected to what is, you know, what's my thing? What's the thing that there's just no part of my being that would give up on creating that.
Right.
Right. Like Conor McGregor.
What I did, this is all me on the wall. The big sized post-it notes.
Yeah, giant post-it notes that I didn't actually know existed until I met David.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
And they're all over the place actually. So I'm working on a new office and I'm working on getting sourced more by what's on my walls. And so that means being really intentional about what it is that I put up on my walls. But this work is all inside of asking myself who I am and what my mission is.
Are you still driven by the thing, regardless of where you're at in it? Are you still driven by it? Or are you doing it now because you've already put so much time in or so much money in or so much whatever? Like, are you still like really driven by it?
Yeah. And Seth actually talked about it's got to be something bigger than yourself. So right back full circle again.
Mm.
Who do you know yourself to be than bigger than who you are right now? And ask that question and then explore that.
Yeah.
Is not simple work.
No.
Yeah, and it is, and you don't even realize that you're not doing it because you think you're doing it, but you're actually just trying to do it, right? You're not actually doing it because you're, I got to have it look a certain way.
Yeah.
And how do you challenge that notion in your mind for yourself, right? To like set that aside and still do the work.
Yeah.
And know that you're actually doing it for the right reasons.
You know what? I think the how behind that, I think there, you have to create that future that is so compelling that it literally pulls you forward.
Yep.
That's it. Because you know what? We could fake it and go and just grind and do the actions that are necessary and we'll get a result. But that's really what it is. I think the secret sauce, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer, but it's been told. But the secret sauce is really, really is to have something that literally drives you. I think that's an area that we need to focus and do work and really get clear about something that pulls you forward.
There is a deeper dive required. And so there's another post-it note that's on my wall. There's something that you said. What is it that you're super committed to? And then you rephrased it this way, fittingly, okay. That I want my UFC level title level of clarity.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I remember that.
And I've had that posted up on my wall.
Isn't that interesting?
That's just there. And that's also sourcing me. So there are these things that when I get really present to it, they influence me in some way.
Mm. Yeah. I like how you have this set up. You got the post-it notes up. Yeah. And that's actually what we were just talking about. Like for whatever reason, that person, their calling is, I want to be UFC champ. And whatever else he's creating outside of that, because of that, right? Obviously if you're the champion of the UFC, you have a lot more influence. He probably has a bigger goal or dream above that, obviously. Otherwise, he'd be plateauing right now. He's, you know, he probably just wants to leave some epic mark on the game, you know. And he's driven, he's pulled by it. He says when you listen to him talk, you're like, he's like, I love it. You know, like he's like, I'm going to go, you know, have a bite to eat. I'm going to go do some shopping. Then I'm going to go to work. And he's just like, okay. Cause if I was going to eat and then do some shopping, likely I'm not going to work after.
Not all the time. No.
To him, the work isn't even,
it's not even work.
It's not even work. Because he knows, he's like, I want this thing so bad, but I got to do this to get to that, right? So he doesn't even care. He's just like, it's one day, 1 hour. He's not even, probably not even present to it. It's like you're not thinking. He's used by it.
He got conditioned as a result of it.
Yeah.
And it's that muscle that we got to work on, right, to condition it. And that's where the metaphor that keeps showing up for me, and that the state of your physical well-being will be in a direct mirror of your well-being inside of finances or with relationships or whatever. Because when you have tempered the body, tamed the body is actually a better word, to the point where it now does what you say you want it to do, right? Like you are becoming masterful of your own body. Then I see equally a mastering of your mind occurring, right?
You're right. And I think there is all those areas that you can focus on. If you master going to the gym every day, and then
doing something here, while doing that,
you need to find time to do it. So then you're taking on mastering time. And then if you have a future that, you know, really drives you, you have a result in your physical body. You have a result in your finances because you cleaned that up. You have a result here, a result there. You start piling up results that are because of actions you took. I think that's another way that you program yourself to really believe that you can do things, like you're at cause, right?
So the overlying theme of this episode was in trusting yourself, would you say?
Although we didn't mention it.
No, well, I'm trying to like wrap it back around, right? Give it a little bit of closure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. Trusting yourself.
And expanding yourself.
Trusting yourself and believing in yourself. I mean, expanding yourself, but believing in yourself.
Yeah. To a point where all of a sudden something is compelling you to move forward.
Yeah. And I think that's a big highlight of the episode too, is like, how do these world beaters get to that level? Whether it's from Conor McGregor to Gary Vee. How do they? Well, Gary is driven by happiness. He's driven by a life that...
Yeah, he's super grateful. He talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
And to the point where I would say most people would be like, are you really?
But here's the thing.
That's the challenge.
But I think that's what he's driven by. Like he's doing things that make him happy. You know?
So that's absolutely. There has to be fulfillment inside of that.
Yeah, he's creating a life that he's really driven by, like really loving it. And that's what he says, because he's like, he talks about the hustle and all that kind of stuff. But obviously, he says, what is it, Saturday, Sunday or whatever. He's like, I'm 100% off and it's all my kids. Like he doesn't see them a lot during the week. That's what he says. He goes, I wish I could see, I'm just not in a position right now where I could see them more during the week. But Saturday, Sunday, it's all them. He's like, I'm actually with them. I'm not like on my phone or, right? That's how he's got it set up and whatever. But I think that's like a major thing, is if you don't have something that really drives you, consider that somewhere you do. And now the work, instead of getting to that thing, your work is finding it. What is that thing that really pulls you forward? Yeah. And then once you find it, not that it becomes any easier, but you're But now you found it and you're literally pulled to it.
And something changes.
Yeah, something changes. Yeah.
A state change occurs.
Yeah, it's like the shift from, you know, the most important thing being Friday night at some point in your life for most people. And like the minute you have kids, that no longer
it just goes away.
Yeah, it just does not. It's like a natural thing. It's like, oh, it's nice to get it once in a while, but like it just doesn't matter as much anymore. You know, it just doesn't matter as much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So trusting in yourself, believing in yourself, and being brave to take the journey.
Mm. You do have to be brave. Because I know some people who aren't even really willing to look at what is my thing? What really drives me? Because then it's almost like once you find out, because you can't unlearn that.
Absolutely. You can't, just paved a new path.
Yeah. You can't have a kid and then go, wait, I changed my, well, I,
you can't
within reason. You can't have a kid and then go, well, no, I changed my mind. I don't want to be a parent anymore. Like, okay, now you have a kid. So now you're a parent and now you're going to act as accordingly. Right. So once you discover what your, whatever, your purpose, your why, your compelling future, your BHAG, whatever, once you discover that thing that drives you, your UFC title, you can't unlearn it.
So if you want to explore it, I would say reach out.
I think what you're saying is about documenting.
Yes.
Actually be a part of the experience with you. We'll like totally eat that up with you. Experience it. It's going to be great. We'll help you document it. Reach out and we'll have some fun.
That's episode 5. So if you are interested in taking a journey, let us know. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We went everywhere, literally.
Yeah.
We're done.
Peace train.